This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston, ESPN 97.5. A Gao Media Station. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Lance Zierlein. And live from the High Meadow Ranch Golf Club in Magnolia for the Golden Hearts Charity Golf Event, here's John Granato.
7:01 here on The Bench. Lance Zierlein, John Granato with you. Raheel will join us later in the show. No Dell, he's in jury duty. I'm guessing he will be dismissed almost immediately when they see how surly he is. Tyler, I cannot imagine a scenario where someone says, we need this guy in the jury pool. Either side.
Yeah, I think if he acts normal, they'll probably be like, nah, we're not going
to
pick you.
We want to strike, the defense wants to strike 4, 6, and Dell. That's how that will go.
They know him by name already.
Yeah, and the prosecutor side would say, oh, good, we were striking Dell too. Yeah, no, because we don't know which side he's on, but we know whoever he's against, he's going to be vehemently against him. Oh, and then in the room, in arguments, in close, you know, when they're debating, if he feels like it's going too heavy on one side, he's going to go the other way.
Just to be a contrarian.
Just to be a contrarian. Yep. So you can't have Dell in your... So we'll probably have Dell back tomorrow, I would guess, because there's no way anyone's going to keep him going. Hey, Tiger won the Masters, so that was neat. Wait, that's right. He was a complete non-factor. Once again, Vegas steals money from all the unwitting dopes who thought this is the year for the first time in a decade that Tiger was going to go out and ball. Nope. He didn't ball. In fact, it was Spring's own Patrick Reed who takes home the green jacket as he... I thought he was going to fall. I thought... Did you watch it, Tyler?
I watched the last kind of half of Sunday.
So the back half and the back nine, I thought, uh-oh, here comes... So you've got Ricky Fowler making a charge. Jordan Spieth was just right there.
He killed it.
Jordan Spieth, it looked like Jordan... And I thought... This guy's going to pucker. Patrick Reed is going to pucker up. He hit in the water. Like, it looked like he was puckering up. And then he gets the birdie on 14, and before you know it, I mean, he did a great job of hanging on and doing what he needed to do to take home his first ever major. He's 24th in the world, and Patrick Reed from Spring wins the Masters despite having some big boys breathing down his neck. That's typically the spot if you are going to gag, you're going to do it with the big boys coming after you. But give him a lot of credit. He hung on and did what he had to do. And then we'll see what the whole TV ratings thing is. I know TV and radio people probably care a lot more than you guys. But I am interested to see what happened with no Tiger Woods, because you still did have some name guys. But Patrick Reed had a big... He started off with a big lead in the final round, so it will be interesting to see how many people were still tuned in. I do know this much. The Tiger Woods stuff, it's always good for golf when he gets hyped up. How do you get excited after the Masters he had? This was supposed to be he's playing the best he's played in a decade, and well, almost a decade. And Tiger, this is where it's... And then he's just a complete non-factor. And once again... There's nothing to get excited about with Tiger at a major. So
yeah, I mean, he played so early on Saturday and Sunday that
non-factors.
Yeah, like the only way to watch him was if you watched online on Masters.com.
Is that the only way? Was it that early?
Yeah, because like
Golf Channel. Not even for the final round. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Golf Channel doesn't show anything until, I guess they show the replay, but they can only show like people on the range practicing.
Tiger said, generally after this tournament, I put away the clubs for a while. He shot his best score of the weekend in the final round of 369. He said, I usually take 3 to 4 weeks off through my entire career, and usually the clubs are put in the closet, and I just kind of get away for a while. The run-up to this event is pretty hard and pretty grueling. I pushed myself pretty hard to get ready, and I peaked at about four times in his victories over the course of my career, and it's tiring. So Tiger will put it away, and he will once again not be a factor in golf for a little while, which has kind of been the case for about a decade. But next year we'll hear how he's at his best and Tiger's ready to win. So congratulations to Spring's Patrick Reed. The Houston Astros, however, when you say they're going to do it, they actually are going to do it. And Charlie Morton continues. He continues on a Tiger Woods back in about 2000, 2001-like run where he is just rolling through everybody. 12 innings so far. He has struck out 13 in those 12 innings. No one's picked up a run on him. Yesterday, he was mowing down the Padres, got in just a little bit of trouble right there in, I think, the fifth. And before you know it, we're in the ninth inning, and there's Brad Peacock. Now, it was a 4-1 lead, but I consider that a legitimate save situation that they bring in Brad Peacock, their new closer, and not Ken Giles, who Ken's not exactly feeling it right now.
Brad had nice things to say about Ken, though.
That's... What'd he say?
He said something like, well, you know, he doesn't deserve... Peacock doesn't think that he should be the closer one way or another. He still thinks Giles pitches well.
Okay. In games or what's he... Like, when does he pitch well?
I don't know when. Maybe practice pitching.
Maybe he meant last September before the playoffs.
Well, he just means...
Hey.
You know, when maybe in bullpen sessions he pitches really well.
That's got to be what he's talking about. Unless he's going to do like the other Giles apologists and start going all the way back to a time where he pitched good and not the time he didn't. And I guess we'll act like Brad Lidge didn't happen either, where Brad Lidge, who was way more dominant than Ken Giles ever was, never got it back as a Houston Astro after he got ruined by Albert Pujols. I guess we'll act like that didn't happen.
No, that happened.
Yeah.
That ball just came down, remember? There was a crater.
Yep.
Oh, no, they found a ball on Mars, remember?
Yeah, and it was the home run from Albert Pujols.
That it was the hell, they finally found that
it
Albert
shattered
Pujols
more
ball.
Glass than a, it shattered more glass than a Conor McGregor incident at a bus, a bus attack. It was that ball was a rocket into the back of the glass at Minute Maid. I know this much, though. The Astros... Offensively, I was a little surprised they went so dormant over the weekend against the Padres. But, man, the pitching. Man, between Garrett Cole and Charlie Morton, wow. And then you have Alex Bregman going deep on Saturday with a pop-up, walk-off pop-up that Hosmer mm-hmm. choked. That was an interesting walk-off. They celebrated it like he had hit it. They celebrated like he hit it 600 feet.
Well, it doesn't
that.
Matter.
Right. It's a W.
How about that? That's a hit. How is that a hit, by mm-hmm. the way? Just because nobody touched it? That's not a hit.
It's not. It shouldn't be a hit, but it technically is a hit because no one touched it.
Well, technically it is. But actually, you can, if you're standing under it and a ball just drops next to you, that can actually be an error. That was an error on Hosmer.
Yeah.
That's an error. And, oh, by the way, and then I saw so many people talking about, you got to let the pitcher. I mean, we've seen this forever. You call off the pitcher all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The pitcher actually had the easiest play. The catcher as well could have made that play. But Hosmer runs by. I mean, honestly, I know he's got to get there, and he's running with his head down, and he's falling all over the place. And, you know, that's terrible. That's terrible baseball, but it is a win. But. This Padres staff is one of the great staffs of all time.
is it that good?
I compared them to the 71 Orioles. Remember that rotation?
Yeah.
Four 20-game winners. And this Padres team is going to have four or five 20-game winners.
I'm not sure they're going to get to three 20-game winners, meaning 60 wins.
I am positive that this is one of the great rotations in the history of baseball because I saw it with my own eyes.
Well, they acted like it with that offense.
Holy crap, dude! How can
Astros
you? And I know it's you know what, this is exactly what they went through early on, last year, and we all lost our mind. Lamont likes to remind us every week how we all lost our minds last year, the first week of the season, when they didn't hit. And, you know, this is 10 games in now, and they couldn't hit the Padres. So I'm a little bit concerned, as well as everyone should be, that
yeah.
they are not – this is going to be one of the worst hitting teams in baseball.
I just don't – even after this series, I feel like I've never had fewer concerns about a Houston sports team ever in my life.
No.
Zero dude, fear about this Houston sports team, especially with
the
early vanquishing of Ken Giles.
They didn't hit worth a damn. Mm-mm. And the pitching just care. Who's got this kind of when you don't hit? And oh, they will hit. But to have this rotation when your fifth starter doesn't give up any runs,
right.
Holy crap, is this a good team?
It's a great team.
Listen, it happened earlier than I thought, though, this Peacock thing. I said at the end of the month or mm-hmm. into May, then Peacock is going to be the closer for this team. Peacock's the closer already. He better be. You cannot throw Giles out there in a one-run game ever again. Ever.
We really have to stop just trying to be contrarians. And this is what I mean by that. There's an article here on Climbing Towels Hill that says the decision by Astros manager A.J. Hinch was less about Giles' performance and more on how dominating Peacock was. Well, let's just say they both weren't mutually exclusive. It's about the same thing. Peacock has been dominant, and he was dominant back in the postseason, but let's just call it like it really is. I mean, Ken Giles is – A.J. Hinch knows, like the rest of us, that his performance just isn't up to par. It's a combination of both things. Peacock has a live arm. He gets more movement on the ball, and Ken Giles mentally, you've got to know that there's a chance that he's done because we've seen it. Don't act like the Lidge situation hasn't happened before. Don't act like it hasn't happened with golfers with their putter, or it hasn't happened with kickers, where it always happens. I remember when Al Del Greco, he and Chris Brown both, they became, one was an Oiler and then one was a Texan, and both did good jobs. But the reason they were available is because they kind of lost it mentally. That's what happens. And I think being a closer, part of it is mental. And when you lose that edge mentally as a closer, I think it's hard to get it back, especially when you're in the same exact situation. We saw it with a dominant closer in Brad Lidge. Ken Giles is not going to be this team's closer this year.
No.
It's not going to happen.
No,
and I give credit. Yeah, Brad Peacock's dominant, but I give A.J. Hinch credit, John, for doing what needs to be done early on. I do think they'll try to work Giles back in as a setup or a setup to the setup, and I think it'd be great if he could get it back mentally. But I don't think you want to roll them out there right now.
Well, and you can't lose the locker room. I mean, when these guys, when you've got Verlander, you're looking at veterans like Verlander and Keuchel and Altuve and guys and Reddick, and you're looking at those guys and you go, really, you're going to risk this season on a guy that really just doesn't have it. He just doesn't have it. And until he gets it back, and I don't know how, maybe you keep throwing him out there in the sixth and seventh innings, and you see if he can get people out without giving up anything once or twice or whatever. But just because you brought him in here as a closer doesn't mean he is. And Brad Peacock deserves this. And this team deserves it. They don't deserve for Giles to go out there and blow games. It just can't happen anymore.
And, John, I know that this is – Giles has pitched in two straight – he was unavailable yesterday because he's pitched in two straight non-save situations – or the second non-save situation of the year for Giles, the writing's on the wall for him. And the way Peacock's pitching, it's going to be much, much easier. And, you know, we talked about it before. Peacock wouldn't be the first starter turned full-time closer if he's able to make this transition. And
mm-hmm.
right now, in a very small sample size, dating back to last year, he does look like he's able to make it. Not only does he look like he's able to make it, he's able to do something unique, which is go old school and go more than one inning for closes.
That's exactly right. He's Dennis Eckersley. He's on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Brad Peacock is on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Let's break it right here, because when we come back, you are live at a golf course today. Mm-hmm. But when we come back, we also want to get your thought on the Masters, because I talked about it and I thought, I thought Patrick Reed was gonna pucker, and that did not end up being the case. So mm-hmm. after you tell people about about being a champion, we can get to right. that here in about 5 minutes.
Well, that's what you do. If you go to 1560energy.com, they give you a green jacket because you're
what?
A champion.
They do?
Well, I mean, you can buy one yourself. You can go to the store and get your own green jacket, and then you can say, listen, I'm a champion because of my green jacket, and I'm with Champion Energy. If you're looking for a great way to go low on your bill, and here's the deal, is all the other guys are going to say, well, look at the rate over here, or all electricity is the same. And when they say, well, our rate is lower, that's great. And then when you get your bill, it's like, well, what is this fee? What is that fee? What the hell? My bill is higher, and yet I'm supposed to have this lower rate. You can get low-rated to death out there. And Champion Energy says, listen, everybody's got fees, but our fees are going to be less, and your bottom line is going to be less. They've been doing this forever. They'll do it for you. 1560energy.com, 281-653-5090. Promo code 1560, 1560energy.com. Jumpman, live on TNT, I'm flexing. Jumpman, they gave me my own collection. Jump when I say jump, girl, can you take direction?
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Lance Zierlein. And live from the High Meadow Ranch Golf Club in Magnolia for the Golden Hearts Charity Golf Event, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. As the man told you, I'm at High Meadow Ranch. Beautiful, beautiful facility out here. Just spectacular. I'm watching some guys warm up out here. It's a little wet. It's a little ways out here. And by little, listen, I don't know.
Didn't you tell me you're going to Magnolia?
Dude.
I told you. I know how far Magnolia is.
It's far.
Yeah. You had to have left at 3 this morning.
No, I left it. I actually was leaving about 5:20. I'd get my wife coffee, and I said, I don't think I'm going to be able to get you coffee. And we were 5 minutes into the show. And I'm finally plugged in here. Dude, they had me, it is so funny, in a closet. And they were like, here it is. And I was like, okay. Well, that's a closet. So thank God we've got long cords here. I'm sitting outside. I'm watching guys hit balls out here. Beautiful facility. But I want to tell you, if it wasn't for Google Maps, there is absolutely no chance I could have found. In the dark, there was no chance I would have found this. Absolutely none. I don't know how we did it without cell phones and Google Map.
I know. What about me? Remember when I used to get lost going to places all the time?
Remember when you ended up in Galveston when you were going to Texas?
It wasn't Galveston. It was Pearland.
Okay, Pearland.
Wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, when I was going to Texas A&M for my parents' clinic, and it ended up being a five-hour trip for me.
You took 6 the wrong way.
Yeah, I went the wrong. Yeah, you're right. Well, that's just one of them. Remember that time that I was supposed to go to that Hooters wherever we were, and I ended up taking like 288 instead of 290.
Yeah, well, it's almost the same thing.
Yeah,
288, 290. What's the
difference?
I was
like, where are we? I thought I was pretty much like I'm at 288. 290's got to be right around the corner. Isn't this like Avenue B, Avenue C, Avenue D?
It's supposed to be 2 blocks away. It's 290. I'm on 288. Where is it?
I mean, that's when you used to have key maps. Like, did you print the directions from from directions.com or MapQuest or whatever it was? Like, no. I just was trying to just wing it.
No, none of that. Anyway, so got here, awesome place, beautiful place, and we're going to play golf out here. This is a big Keith Tate deal, which Keith Tate, I think, is right around the corner here. That's how freaking far Keith Tate is.
Because he probably gets some type of, you know, tax breaks in another country.
Well, yeah, he is. Well, he's in another. Certainly, this is another state. We got celebrities, Olympians, local heroes for the Golden Hearts Charity Golf Event today. It'll start up at 10, so I'm going to have to leave the show early. But they're giving away there's a chance to win a 2019 Masters. Yeah, I'm going to play in it. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful event, and it's for a great cause, the Golden Hearts Charity. So it's awesome, awesome, awesome. We appreciate Keith inviting us out here. That's Hoops. He's been a long time sponsor of the show. So we really appreciate mm-hmm. him, whatever he wants us to do, including, you know what, drive up here. Yeah, and don't complain about it. It's awesome. And hey, I appreciate Benji having us out here.
So you, a lot of people like to call him Max Stassi. I just call him Max Sassy. Because he's the type of guy who will do this, John, go yard with a three-run homer. And we had a chance to catch up with Max Sassy to talk about it.
Yeah, I was just trying to elevate something there. You know, he's got a good slider, and he's really effective down in the zone. And I was trying to see it up, and I got the pitch I wanted and didn't miss it.
Nice. Max Sassy. So before the season started, you know, there was the talk about Real Muto and whether or not the Astros were going to trade for him, what they would give up, and blah, 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 blah. And Max Stassi's name came up, and everybody was, oh, no, Max Stassi, he sucks. That's the key. That's the thing about this that I love everybody. That they never, because they don't know him or whatever, he's not like, but Max Stassi was a hype draft pick. Because they don't know him, that he sucks and he's just going to be, you know, hey, give the guy a shot. I don't know what Max Stassi is going to be, but how does anybody know until he gets out there and he hits? So let's see what he can do. And oh, by the way, he's doing a real nice job so far. It was the same thing last year with Tom Savage. And I think Tom Savage proved everyone wrong what a good player he was. So just wait, okay, wait before you make a judgment on a guy because you really don't know, because he never played before. You got to wait and see. So Max Stassi could be the next Tom Savage, which is awesome for him.
Okay. Is that a compliment?
I think.
Is that the first time somebody's tried to throw a Tom Savage compliment out there?
John, Throw Shade Thursday is on Thursday, not Monday morning.
Yeah.
John, that's not it. That's not true. Well, look, he's a backup in New Orleans now, professional, making all kinds of money, a ton of money. And everybody is just jealous. So, I mean, I think he proved last year that he can be not only a capable backup, but when he comes in, watch out. Lights out. Tom Savage. And this is the same thing for Max Stassi. He comes in when, you know, you need a little relief for your catcher, for your 90-year-old catcher. And you know what? He look at what he does. He three-run homer. Thank you. Good night.
Long history of backup catchers being dominant, just like Tony Eusebio. John, mm-hmm. can you tell us what happened to your boy Tiger Woods? Because last time I saw, he started crying and his pee-pee hurt because he couldn't actually do anything at the Masters. And Vegas said, keep bringing that Tiger money in. For 10 years in a row, we've gotten over on you dupes, on you clowns. Every year they steal from people.
Well, you mean that, by the way, somebody tweeted out, could you please tell Lance that he's player of the year? Twice in the last decade,
ooh,
which he was.
No one cares if he's not winning majors. We all know that.
Okay, no.
Tiger's like bar was a little higher than the quote-unquote player of the year with no majors wins.
So did he shoot 69 in the final round? That's all I ask.
Yeah, if there's going to be a number Tiger's going to shoot, I'd say that's it.
Yeah, okay. He shot 69, and he bogeyed the 18th. So he's right on at 68. And he could have done that. If they'd have done that all 4 days, he'd have finished right there, Lance.
If he had done that all 4 days, he'd have finished right there, but still wouldn't have won.
He would have won. Yes, he would have.
Well, yeah, I guess he would have won. Yeah.
If he'd have done that all 4 days.
What do you get for winning? What if you do it one day?
Well, then it's awesomeness, too.
Well, he finished top 10. That's good.
He finished top 32. Okay. Oh. Yeah. Top 32.
That's not even top half of the.
So right away he's supposed to come out of the chute, just get healthy, and then dominate the sport. That's what you're saying.
Well, I'm going to wait for year 11 because I know year 11 is the year it's finally going to happen, and Vegas will make him the favorite, and everyone will say this is the Tiger year, and then it won't be Tiger. You know, the four majors winners right now are all 27 or younger. That's great. That's a good thing for golf that they have young guys. I don't know that Reed strikes me as a guy who's going to. I think it's a great win for him. He's still got to do some more stuff before we, you know, put him in the same category with Spieth and McIlroy and you know, and Johnson and Johnson, and there's some better younger golfers probably, but who knows? Maybe this is the beginning of something great for the kid from Spring. I didn't know he's from Spring. Did you know? You probably knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where is everybody. I don't know. I do know this. He got kicked out of Georgia, and he went to Augusta State.
What did he get kicked out for?
For cheating and stealing.
Oh, so he's a thug.
Well, yeah. Well, doesn't he look like a thug?
He's a character. He's a character concern. If you you know what? Cam Newton got kicked out of Auburn for stealing, and I don't know about cheating, and people are burying him. This kid wins a Masters. But you know what? Redemption tale. Patrick Reed, Cam Newton, both that's redemption right. tales.
Well, I don't know that you want to be. Yeah, I don't know. Well, yeah, I don't know that you want to be. Hey, you just like Cam Newton. You know,
MVP?
Although Cam Newton's probably going, oh, really?
MVP?
You think I want to be like Jordan Reed? Yeah. Jordan Reed. Patrick Reed?
No, I don't think Cam wants that. Like, did you just call me Patrick Reed?
Yeah, right.
Come on, man. I'm at least Rory McIlroy. Sorry.
Yeah.
We put Patrick Reed on you, Cam.
Yeah. How's that? No. He's like, that dude is a bad guy. Why are you putting him on me?
Stealing. What is he stealing?
Yeah.
Come
stealing
on, Patrick.
Stuff. I mean, you're a golfer. You don't steal stuff.
What are you stealing? I mean, cheating. I get the cheating thing. Maybe Georgia was super hard.
Well, he had some issues. There were some issues. There were just some issues.
Is there more stuff that you know? Nah, we won't do it on his Master's Day. Wait till tomorrow.
This is his Master's Day, so we're not going to do that kind of stuff.
This is his Master's Day.
And it's not good for the game to see somebody who's, you know, stealing stuff.
Hey, you know who I'm really worried about on a serious note is the Yankees, because I thought they were going to be the best team in baseball, and they're not the best team in baseball. It looks like the Astros still are. I thought it was going to be the Yankees because I had heard that the Yankees were going to punish people because just like what happened with the Angels when Albert Bell went over there and just completely dominated the league with the Angels after he got his $500 million contract, Stanton was going to dominate all of baseball, and it feels like the same thing's happening.
Well, other than the, you know, 2 games, 10 strikeouts.
Oh.
Other than that, he's really, really been dominating the game. You know, I'll tell you who's scary on the other side. Shohei.
Yo.
Oh, my God.
Wow. First Holy player God. Since 1919 to have three homers and 2 wins in the first 10 games.
How's that? Is that any good? Holy crap.
And you had to go back to the 1919s when players went both, like, you know.
Right. Babe Ruth.
Was Ruth the last one to do it?
I don't know if it was Babe Ruth. Might have been Babe Ruth.
Nah, they would have mentioned Babe Ruth's name.
Yeah, it might have been. I don't know. But here's the deal. Is I was scared, and then spring training, I was like, oh, totally sweet. He sucks. Oh, no, he really doesn't.
No, he doesn't suck at all.
No, he doesn't.
Oh,
all right,
he doesn't.
Let's
suck.
Talk about golf, though. I want to talk about my friends over at Edwin Watts Golf Shops. Edwin Watts Customer Appreciation Sale is this Friday and Saturday. The first 50 customers each day will score a free 2-ball sleeve of golf balls. It's their biggest sale of the year, aggressive savings and specials in all departments. You want to play golf. You just saw the Masters. You want to get it going this year. You get it. You get all of your stuff right now from Edwin Watts. You can pick up 3 Merchants of Golf Tour gloves for $18. They have golf shoes starting at $69.99. Titleist SM6 wedges for just $119.99. They'll have select apparel up to 50% off, and you score deals on Precept E6, Srixon, Tri-Speed Tour, and Nike Resin Golf Balls. 2 days only. You can't miss the customer appreciation sale happening this Friday and Saturday. Buy with confidence, knowing that every purchase at Edwin Watts Golf Shops, backed by a 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee, visit Edwin Watts in Houston, 5395 Westheimer Road, Edwin Watts Golf Shops, celebrating 50 years of serving golfers around the country.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Lance Zierlein. And live from the High Meadow Ranch Golf Club in Magnolia for the Golden Hearts Charity Golf Event, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 Live. As the man told you, just outside, if you're coming up here to High Meadow Ranch, say hello. Tell me, I have no idea what team I'm on or what I'm doing. But I will say this, it is cold and rainy, so it's awesome.
It's going to pick up. Awesome. The weather. It's going to get warmer.
It's going to
the rainy, I see the rainy part. I see that. I'm assuming that will look at my little radar here, but I would assume that's going to clear up too.
Was the open roof an issue for anyone this weekend?
No, I mean, I didn't think so.
Don't we always say, oh, man, I wish the Texans would open the roof and what the bleep.
It was a little, it was a little chillier than you're going to get during football season, although they have had it closed before when it's been in the 50. I remember when they had the roof open for a Kansas City Chiefs Sunday night game. I sat in the stands, and I thought it was awesome. It was like 58 degrees, and it was a little cool, 56 degrees. It was a little bit cool. You wore a jacket, and I thought it was fantastic. I was like, God, I wish it was always. Now, I don't want the roof open when it's hot. Was that an issue? Did you think, I mean, would anyone have had an issue with the roof being open when it's a little bit cool, but you just wear jackets? Whatever.
Well, but I don't know that everyone was ready, but here's the best thing about that. Like my wife's nephew is living here, and he and his girl, and actually they were on the Jumbotron on Saturday, but they went to the game and they didn't realize that it was going to be cold, so they bought all kinds of Astros gear, which is a great
Ta-da!
Marketing tool. I mean, is that not? Oh yeah! All of a sudden, middle. Hey, what the bleep? Why are you guys opening the roof? Oh, it's freezing! I got to go buy Astros gear. So they were on the Jumbotron. I don't know if anybody saw him on Saturday night. He was picking something out of her. Apparently, he saw that she had something in her teeth, and he's picking out of her teeth. And they became, and everybody's laughing while he's picking something out of her teeth, and she became the girl with something in her teeth for the night.
Well, that's going to usually go well for a guy. And even if you say, I didn't mean to do it, I had no idea we were going to be on, it's not going to matter. It's irrelevant.
No. I had another incident on Friday. We were over at our, we go to Bayou City a lot and eat crawfish over there. And I wish Dell was here for this one. There's a kid in a baseball uniform with pigtails and going into, a little African-American kid, going into the bathroom. And into the men's bathroom.
I don't like how any of this is going currently. I don't like why you're even bringing this up.
So there's a guy standing at the door. He's just standing outside the door. And as the little kid is opening the men's room bathroom door, he goes, hey.
No.
Your bathroom's over here.
No.
And I'm right behind the little kid. And I was like, yeah, you know. And I didn't say anything. I kind of went, yeah, and kind of leading the kid, you know, to the other door. And then the little kid goes, I'm a boy.
This is a heartbreaking story.
This is yours right here. Then you need to come this way.
Tell that bad man over there that you are a boy.
I'm a boy. And I was like, well, this is your bathroom then. Why are you being such a jerk, older man? And then when I came out, dude was gone. I think he felt pretty bad about it. Yeah, leading the little boy into the woman's bathroom.
This is yours, little girl. Like, what?
What?
Just because my parents and let me have longer hair?
The kid was like 10, okay?
Yeah.
And so that's unfortunate for the little kid.
Yeah.
That really is. But you know what? In this age, it's okay to be called a little girl.
Well, not if you're a boy and you don't want to be called a little girl, I'd say.
I don't know that.
I would say that.
It's a different world.
My son had a kid that he played basketball with that had long, flowing hair and, you know, was young to the point that it was, I think, 5 or 6, where you really weren't sure if this was a boy or girl. Just because you can't, sometimes you really can't tell, especially at that age, if the hair's real long and I didn't know if it was a tomboy or not, or, you know. And this kid had jumpers, too. Like, this kid could give you buckets all day long at age 5 on Biddy goals. He is just draining it. And it was a boy. Just had long, flowing hair. That's just how he wore it. But I will say, there was a time where I was like, I'm not. My wife said, is that? I said, I don't know.
I'm not sure
at this particular time.
Hey, if you don't know,
I'm not saying anything about
don't
that.
Don't say anything.
Don't know, don't That's ask. Deep. That's yeah. the other thing.
Right.
That, too.
That's like going up to a girl with a gut.
Tell Tyler your story. Tell the good people of 97.5 that story, since they haven't heard it yet. Tell Tyler your story.
Well, I was in.
Get ready. Oh, here. Let me. Before he tells it. Doom, doom, doom. Because this is straight out of Larry David.
I'm in constitutional law, and there was only like 12 kids and 12 guys and the people in the class, and the professor's wife came in, and she sat right next to me, and I was kind of, the professor liked me, I think he did at that time, and then at the end of class, I was like, dude, congratulations. He goes, what? Like, your wife was pregnant. He goes, no. I go, well,
that's
it's the way she was sitting or
so
something.
So heartbreaking.
Yes.
I probably wouldn't have gone back to class after that ever again.
Drop.
Yeah. late semester drop. Oh. Just
drop.
You have to pay that. For
haven't
it.
Done that since then.
Incomplete. Well.
And I really want to. I can't even say it because there's somebody that you know, I see every once in a while, and I'm like, oh, can't really tell. I'm waiting to see if that thing grows.
Ever since you told that story, you told it at first to 610. Ever since you told that story, it was over a decade ago, I refuse, until I know 100%, I refuse to even acknowledge, mention, I am not taking any chances after I heard your story. I don't take Zero. Any chances. Like, you got to really be bumping. I'm like, hey. No, I think you have to just be popping, where it's no doubt. When
right.
it's the very first signs and you can't really tell if you're a guy, you just got to keep your mouth shut until everything plays out. You got another 2 weeks probably. Or you ask a girl. Well, it can't just be any girl. It's got to be like your own wife. You
well,
can't take any chances there.
Her water almost has to break now for me to say anything.
Yeah,
I mean,
she has
honestly.
To be like being admitted to the hospital.
There has to
how
be
did
a
you
pun.
Do it? How did you deal with class after that? Like, what did
I
you
just,
do?
So embarrassed. He gave me an A too. He ended up giving, I got an A in the class.
You earned
so.
It, John. He didn't give it to you.
Oh no, you're right. No, you're absolutely right.
You must have really kicked ass, because for you to still pull an A, Miss, must admit you just really killed it that semester.
I did. I really did. I just couldn't have been more embarrassed. It was so freaking embarrassed. Don't ever do that, guys. Learn from me. Learn from me. Never, ever, ever say anything to a woman with
I
a gut.
I learned from you.
With a gut. Now, she could, well, you could go, well, here's how you know. Would you like a beer? Because you obviously drink a lot of that. And if she says, no, I'm pregnant, then you know.
Oh, those are your tricks.
Would
you
like
several
beer?
Shots and some cigarettes?
Yeah. Well, she's got a beer gut. If she's got a beer gut, you know, yeah, I want a beer. Oh, what, now I know.
What
not,
am I, Don Draper's wife? No, I don't want that.
And then
what,
you
this,
look good because you're buying a woman a beer.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Well, except it might be a married woman.
Well, I mean, you're
oh, well.
Maybe you're feeling charitable.
Could
you're
I offer you some cigarettes or some beers? Or maybe something harder than a beer. No?
Oh, God, Clayton, that's not anything like that. You can't tell African Americans this isn't your bathroom. That's not. It had nothing to do with that. You know, was it Lance
now
Berkeley at the
bath? I truly wish Dell was here.
Oh yes. Was it Lance Berkman standing at the bathroom?
That's
no.
a bad look all the way around. You've got to go. This is your bathroom. I mean, what a bad look. That guy should have sprinted as fast as he could. I don't tell anyone. You know what? I don't do. Anything ever. If you're going into some bathroom, knock yourself out. I don't know. Maybe your mom's in there. I don't take any chances. You know why? I mind mine. Don't start none, won't be none. That's my motto.
Go in whatever bath. That's because this is one of the major problems we had just 2 years ago. We couldn't decide what bathroom everybody should go in, and this created a huge. Whatever happened to that, by the way? I guess the kneeling for the flag took over, so we forgot about bathrooms.
All I need to know is just give me a bathroom. I don't care if it has a urinal in it or not. It doesn't matter to me. If I put the seat up, fine. If I don't, I don't. You'll just have to deal with what we have to deal with as guys. I don't care. I just need a bathroom to use the bathroom and a door to lock. And truth be told, I'd rather it be a private bathroom and not a public bathroom, because then I can shut it down and I can just go in there and take 20, 25 minutes if I want.
But
thanks,
billions of years that we've been around, right?
Yeah.
And we couldn't decide 2 years ago. Charlotte lost all of its games. No one can go to North Carolina anymore because they decided they didn't know what bathroom people should go in. So, hey, listen, here's the can we stop? I'm glad.
It's another one. You just show me, do I have a bathroom available? Good.
That's it.
Hopefully there's not a bunch of stalls and I just get a roll solo. Perfect. Starbucks, you got a man and a woman in both bathrooms. I think that's awesome because now I got a shot at both of them. It's opened a door for me, frankly.
Right, right. It's exactly. And oh, a changing table? Great.
Great. What do I care? And you know what? Right. If you come in after me and you're female, then you have to deal with what we've dealt with as guys. Oh, well.
I got somewhere I can lay down when I'm drunk. Okay,
well, I
got a changing
table in
there.
Yeah, that's not how that works.
Do they support a full-grown man?
They don't. They don't.
I don't know. I've never tried it, so
unless you don't know. Unless you're a full-grown man who likes to wear baby stuff as a fetish, then that might.
Well, there's that.
Then it might.
All right, why don't you tell people about saving money?
If you got a fetish for overpaying your bills and you say, I don't know, there's something about it that turns me on to pay three times the rates that everyone else is, well, I mean, I can't really help you. But if you don't have that fetish and you have a saving money fetish, then might I suggest my friends over at Bill Advisor. Go to BillAdvisor.com. That's BillAdvisor.com. I can tell you this, at BillAdvisor.com, you are going to find out exactly what it means to get the lowest rates. And here's how they do it. I just recently had Kip is working on my cases right now. And he said, Lance, I'm going to go in and take a look at your DirecTV because I had mentioned it seemed like it was a little bit high. He went in there. He chopped it once. He went back in. I had another question like, what happens after the 6 months? How far is the rate going to go up? Because he had got me a special rate. He went and chopped it again a second time. He found another way to save. I ended up saving over $700 for this year with Bill Advisor. Bill Advisor costs you about $150 a year. He's already saved me $700 this year. That's after saving me $2,000 the first year. I take it back as I saved on homeowners insurance. So now it's up to $1,400 this year. $3,400 I've saved so far in 2 years with BillAdvisor.com. You kidding me? It costs $300 during that time frame. If you don't save at least $150, they'll give you $150. If they fail to save you that $150 on your first couple of bills, it's just not going to happen. It's happened four times ever for them. They'll give you $150 back and a $50 Amazon gift card. That's what they're going to do. Make sure that you go to Bill Advisor and check them out for yourself. At $12.99, it's a joke. They will save you that in your first bill. They'll save you all that and more. Go to BillAdvisor.com. That's BillAdvisor.com. Or you can simply text, and this is a new one. You can text the number 232323 and just text GO, G-O, to 232323, three Jordans, GO, and they'll get started on your bills today.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Lance Zierlein. And live from the High Meadow Ranch Golf Club in Magnolia for the Golden Hearts Charity Golf Event. Here's John Granato.
Live from High Meadow Ranch, watching them warm up here in the rain and cold. And we're going to tee off about 10 o'clock, so I'm going to have to leave the show early. But great. This is a great idea, especially after this weekend. I know the Tiger didn't perform well, but, man, the excitement about golf from this tournament was electric. I don't know that I missed a shot, even on ESPN. And I know you didn't either, Lance, or on CBS this weekend.
I would wake up early to stream it.
Well, there was no waking up early because it came on at 2 o'clock. So, you didn't have to.
No. They had the stream was earlier than that, though, wasn't it?
Oh,
Tyler?
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, you were able to look.
Yeah, I don't know what you were watching. I was trying to stream stuff.
So big ups to Patrick Reed. He played well. I mean, he shot 71 yesterday, but that was enough with the lead because he had played so well on Friday and Saturday that he deserved to be in that position. And Ricky made a great run shooting 67. Jordan played his ass off. You know, he kind of lost the tournament on Friday. He went through that stretch after bogeying, but it was a beautiful bogey on 18 on Thursday to shoot 66. and then he doubles one and bogeys two, and two is a birdie hole. A bogey is like, that's like a double bogey on most holes. So he fell apart. If it wasn't for that, Jordan wins this tournament. That three-hole stretch, he wins this tournament. But he just played wonderfully yesterday. Rahm played great all weekend. Bubba played well. After shooting 73 in that first round, Henrik Stenson was solid. Rory kind of fell apart yesterday. It was a little bit surprising that he shoots the 74 while Patrick Reed shoots the 71. I'm a betting man, and I would have bet it would have been no question. It would have been the other way around, that Reed was the one that had all the and he right. even said it. Rory said he's got all the pressure on him. I don't, and yet he was able to handle it better than Rory was. But you know, big ups. Paul Casey made a great run yesterday until he went bogey at the end. He still shot 65. He was looking like he was going to set the course record. It's just a great tournament. Everybody played, it was a lot of fun. I know Tiger didn't live up to expectations, neither did Phil, but Phil went on a run yesterday as well, and Tiger shooting 69 to finish up. That was nice to see. But just a great, great weekend, and I think it's got everybody excited about golf again. Everybody in the world is going out to play today, so including myself.
Everyone wants to be the next Patrick Reed. Reed looks like a 1980s golfer, like, here's Lanny Watkins. Here's, he doesn't look like Ricky Fowler, new school, or even Jordan Spieth. He looks like, Patrick Reed looks like a golfer who was, a guy who might get two wins in a season back in 1986 is who he looks mm-hmm. like.
Yeah.
Except, as Tyler talked about, updated color scheme.
Updated colors. Yeah, he wore a fuchsia shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the 80s, they didn't wear fuchsia.
No.
They wore fuchsia pants.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, it was like late 70s.
Yeah.
Get a little more lit.
Yeah, well here's like the deal is what I love 80s. About Patrick Reed, too, is, I mean, he'll steal stuff. He'll drink beer. He will yell at you during the Ryder Cup if you're not on his team. He's a dude. He wins one tournament. He tells everybody he's a top five player in the world. This dude is just doesn't care. And if you've got something that he wants, he'll steal it from you. I love that about him. So it is. I mean, Patrick Reed is the people's champion, right? And he drinks up. He likes to drink beer. And so how can I hold anything against him?
Patrick Reed is not a top 10 player, by the way.
He was
number 11 in the world now.
He's 11 in the world. He came in at 24th. Yeah. So, I mean, he was in the 20s, and now he's the top. Well, you win a Masters, okay, and you get $1.9 million, and it changes your life, right? That was first place. But you can't put a price tag on what winning that green jacket means to these guys. Oh. I mean, you just can't. It's just it's the ultimate. And you could say, you could talk about a U.S. or a Open Championship, whatever. And most guys say, I want to win the Masters. Of all the tournaments, that's the one I want. And,
yep.
And he did.
And so, he got it.
Yep.
He got
and
it.
And Lee Hao Tong played well, Lance.
He did.
I got a lot of egg roll references this weekend.
I didn't,
Twitter.
I was glad that I didn't.
I don't know why, but people kept talking about egg rolls on my Twitter account. I don't know why.
What if Roger Goodell tweeted at me, hey, at Lance Zierlein, what's this egg roll stuff? We need you to come into the office. I'm like, that's at John Granato. I wasn't doing anything at him, bro. That wasn't me.
So what's your NFL schedule? NFL.com or NFL Network?
So I've got to finish. I've got articles coming up for overviews of two. This is where they have me. I've got about 22 players to write up. I've got four articles that I have to write. Overviews of different position groups. I have every Tuesday's Mock Draft Live. This week it's Maurice Jones-Drew's mock draft, so he'll have Bruins going. He'll probably have Josh Rosen going one. Number two will be like Jordan Lasley, and number three will be Kenny Young. Those will be his 1-2-3s because he's so homered up for you. And he'll have mm-hmm. Sam Darnold like number 19. It's a lot like SEC guy was with Auburn, only it's with a Pac-12 team with Maurice Jones-Drew. And anybody other than UCLA, and then I'll be in LA the whole week of the draft from the 23rd through. Well, that Sunday night is when I get back, so I'm actually Sunday night to Sunday night. I'll be in LA the week of the draft, so it'll be That's when that I get whole week. Really, really busy. Yeah, oh, I'm so actually still pretty busy, but.
So that whole week. All right. So
yep, the whole week I'm in LA.
I mean, I probably could have asked you all this off air to see what your schedule was, to see how what's going to happen with the show. But I just decided.
Well,
you know,
I'll probably
what?
Take a couple vacation days. I'll see if Raheel can switch with me after Thursday, because I'll be up until about 3 a.m. Central Time doing work. And then after the broadcast on Thursday, and then two of the days I'll probably do, you know, just the old 5 a.m. radio shows from out in L.A. and in TV. It'll just be busy. Mm. It'll just be busy for me.
Yeah, that's all. It's just busy. That's all.
Yep.
All right, but we kind of do need you on the show for the draft, even if you just call in, because,
I just need Raheel
what you do.
Maybe Raheel to flip with me, and that's what we can do. Really? You need me on? Because the Texans won't have a pick. The Texans aren't going to pick forever.
Well, I don't know if you know this. There's 31 other teams. There are 31.
None of
oh,
them
by
even,
the way?
Do they all have Deshaun Watson? Because if they don't, I guess they don't really matter, do they?
No, they don't. That's no, they don't.
You know why I will be able to do? I don't mind getting up and doing 5 a.m. and then working all day long. I mean, I've been working radio / draft stuff for 4 years now, 70 and 80-hour work weeks. Well, the only reasons I've been able to get through that, I'm convinced, is because I found my friends over at Men's T Clinic. This is a heavy workload, and to have the mental acuity, to have the ability to grind through that kind of stuff, the energy level, it takes a lot. And if you're running low on the testosterone level, which happens 1 out of 3 men over the age of 40, it is going to have an effect on you. There's just no way around it. You get into really a funk, a haze, you lose energy. It can affect you with your drive at your workplace. It can be libido. It can be a lack of consistency with your workouts. It can even be a lack of effectiveness with your workouts. If any of these sound like they could be you, go get tested at Men's T Clinic. They've got 4 locations now, one at 1801 Durham in the Heights. They got a location at 290 in Barker Cypress, at Fairmont in the Beltway there in Pasadena, right in front of the Target. And then right in Pearland. They've got a location in Pearland as well at 288 in Discovery Bay. This is the thing. You go in, you get tested, they'll give you results within minutes, and you can decide whether or not, if you do qualify, whether or not you want to get started. In most cases, insurance companies are going to pay for it, because it is a huge quality of life issue when your testosterone level drops. Get with my friends at menstclinic.com and get back to being the real you. And personal with Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day.
Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.